Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have a great article that was written and recorded for us by Yaakov Aram of the Artisan's Call weblog. It's titled, The Men Behind the Curtain, and was originally posted December 14, 2010. Now, to read more great posts like today's, visit Yaakov's weblog at www.fbyaakov.wordpress.com, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. And you know what? You won't be sorry for visiting. Trust me. So without further delay, let's get on with the show.
The Men Behind the Curtain by Yaakov Aram. Of all the furniture styles, arts and crafts is my favorite. And of all the arts and crafts furniture styles, the green and green furniture is simply heaven sent, at least to me. I have a decent library of books about the arts and crafts period. But I'll tell you the truth, I've never physically seen or touched an authentic piece of green and green furniture, or any other arts and crafts furniture for that matter. If I had the money to fly out to Pasadena, California, to visit the famous green and green houses, my head just might pop from sensory overload. Let's face facts. To state it in a politically correct manner, I am asset challenged. I have no debt, mind you. The Aram household uses the opposite economic model of which our government uses, by only purchasing items when we have the cash to do so. However, mortgage, tuition, and food uses up a very large part of our income. Ergo, the chances of me flying to California for a look-see, or possibly ever owning an arts and crafts piece of furniture, is slim to nil. Besides, I'm basically a hermit too. When you work 6 days a week, you don't get out much. Now back on topic. I read a number of books about Charles and Henry Green, but I still do not know very much about Peter and John Hall, the men who actually created and made the Green's designs. I'm going to backtrack just a minute here. Right now, I'm reading Green and Green, Poems of Wood and Light by David Matthias. I cannot recommend this book enough. Reading this book is like eating rich chocolate. I savor it. It's one of those books that I don't want it to end. So once again, who were Peter and John Hall? Everything I have found so far basically says the same thing. John and Peter Hall had been born in Stockholm, Sweden, but had immigrated to Illinois by 1872. Peter moved to Pasadena in 1886 and gained a reputation as a master stair builder. He worked in Seattle, Washington and Port Townsend, Oregon, from 1889 through 1891, then returned to Pasadena and worked for the millwork firm known as Pasadena Manufacturing Company. John also worked for this firm in the 1890s. Although Peter left the company in 1900 and set up his own contracting firm in 1902, John remained in the employ of the company. With a reputation for fine workmanship, John became a foreman in 1899 and remained so until 1906. This quote was taken from the book Scandinavian Modern Furniture in the Arts and Crafts Period, The Collaboration of Greens and the Halls by Edward S. Cook, Jr. If I could go back in time, I certainly would love to meet Charles and Henry Green. But what I wouldn't do to meet Peter and John Hall and to work along beside them in their workshop. What were these guys like? What did their shop look like? What made them such master craftsmen? If you have a source of information about these gentlemen, please let me know. In the meantime, I'll just keep digging away for more information. Off to the virtual library.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.